Last month, Susan Schwartz became the first American woman to exhibit her artwork in the prestigious Central Academy of Fine Arts known as CAFA in Beijing, China. Her work, titled Personal Path, remained up through November 4th. She says it was the highlight of her career.
There are 4,000 students there, and they accept one in 50. So not only is it the most prestigious museum in Beijing, it's also considered the finest art college.
Schwartz has been traveling the world with her art for the last 5 years after two Germans caught her exhibit in London.
And they took an interest in my work, and for the last 5 years have been taking me through Europe. So I was first in Salzburg, then I was in Koblenz, then I had the main floor of the Modern Museum in Budapest, and then last year I was at the Russian State Museum in St. Petersburg, and then this year was Beijing.
The gallery's director, Robin Marouche, said last week Schwartz welcomed Utah officials and a Chinese embassy delegation to the Main Street Gallery for lunch after the Chinese had expressed interest that they wanted to meet Schwartz in person.
The delegation of Chinese from the embassy in Washington, D.C. had caught word about the success of Susan's show at the CAFA Museum in Beijing and wanted to see for themselves who is this artist that has captured the hearts of the Chinese people.
The Chinese were visiting Utah to meet with the state's Department of Economic Development, as well as attend the Utah Global Forum. As the CEO of the World Trade Center Utah, Miles Hansen is always looking for opportunities of foreign investment. Hansen was also in Beijing for the opening of Schwartz's exhibit. China is Utah's third largest trading partner, and that relationship, he says, is important to maintain despite the current political climate. Hansen says the way Schwartz has been able to open doors for Utah business is incredible.
So while we were in China, not only did we get the meetings we needed, but we had incredible positive press about Utah, and it really was nationwide press. And so a few examples, People's Daily, which they print 200 million newspapers every single day, had an incredibly positive article about Utah, tied with the Utah delegation and with Susan Schwartz and her art show. Global Times, which is the largest English language news outlet in China, also had a very positive story about Utah. And then Xinhua Media, which I've been told is the largest online media platform, also had a very, very positive news story. And we did interviews and provide some videos and whatnot. So we had this incredible nationwide press about Utah in China during a time in which there are these very strong tensions between the U.S. and China.
Marouche agrees.
Clearly, Susan is teaching us that art is a universal language, and she's been able to connect these disparate groups together in a conversation about things that we're passionate about.
The state of Utah and Zions Bank purchased two of Schwartz's paintings. Evolving Visions 3 was gifted to China, where it remains on permanent display at the CAFA Museum. A second painting, Shimmering Lights, will hang in the offices of the Chinese Embassy in Washington, D.C. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.